For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team forced a game three last night with a 4-2 win. Joined by Will Zmolik, junior defenseman out of Rochester, had a pair of assists. Congratulations on the night, Will.
Thank you.
You guys had to know that it was going to be a physical game. You had to know that Bowling Green was going to push and try to get this thing done in two. What did you like the most about how you guys responded to all that adversity?
You know, I liked our game tonight. You know, I thought we came out, we played with a lot of desperation, and which is what we needed tonight. You know, in a must-win for us, and we wanted to, you know, force a game three. So I thought we came out with a played desperate, and we did a good job and got the win.
Any, you know, back against the wall kind of a game, you're going to need and want secondary scoring, and you got goals from the third line, the fourth line. You got a goal from a defenseman. You had a couple of assists. You need that this time of year, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, all of our lines, you know, I thought tonight, you know, did a very, very good job, you know, especially getting pucks behind them. And, you know, we wanted to get more pucks on net, and I thought we did tonight. And obviously it's huge when all lines can produce.
What's the most important thing for a defenseman to do of just getting the puck to the net? And who knows, you may score or somebody else is going to score.
Yeah, you know, I think one big thing, you know, we really work on in practice when it goes low to high, you know, just catch and shoot instead of catching it and then, you know, trying to walk the blue line. And I think our defenseman did a good job tonight, you know, just catching it and then finding a way to get it on net.
What are the emotions of a game three, of a second straight do or die?
You know, probably the same. We got to come out tomorrow. We got to play with more desperation. And, you know, we got to answer them because they're going to come out and play desperate too.
When it's both teams facing elimination, every little mistake gets magnified. How do you just go out and play and not worrying about making a mistake?
Well, you know, everyone's not going to play perfect, and, you know, we know that. And we just got to go out and, you know, play as best as we can, you know, play hard and play smart. You know, we're going to, you know, we'll make mistakes, they'll make mistakes. You know, it just depends on who makes less mistakes.
Did you get a good look at Lucas Sillinger's toe drag to get the scoring started?
Yeah, I did. I just got out there, actually. I was right on the blue line, and what can you say? That was pretty nice.
And have you ever seen a guy like Tyler Kirkup score a goal and break his stick in the process on a shorty like that?
No, I haven't. Honestly, I was back at the blue line because we just went shorthanded, so I didn't get to see it, but I saw a stick snapped in half, but it was pretty cool.
Hey, you need good plays. You need lucky plays this time of year, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Best of luck.
Thank you.